The importance of Russia and the United States in bringing an end to the Syrian conflict remains undiminished, Staffan de Mistura told journalists in Geneva. Together, the US and Russia sit at the head of the International Syria Support Group, foreign states and organizations which have influence on the ground in the war-torn country.
We are ready, we want to do it, but to get something effective, we need the help of the two co-chairs, because that will give a huge chance for these talks not to just be another Geneva II, which I am determined to avoid with the blessing, I'm sure, of everyone else.
The UN Special Envoy for Syria was speaking amid speculation about when he might call a new round of peace talks between the government and opposition representatives. For the time being, ongoing clashes, particularly in Aleppo, and the dire humanitarian situation in Syria mean that talks cannot happen yet. A common stance on how to deal with al-Nusra extremists is also needed from the US and Russia, Mr. de Mistura said, adding that ambiguity over the issue should be clarified. The indiscriminate barrel bombing of civilians must also be addressed, he added. Despite all these obstacles, the next few days are crucial, the UN Syria envoy said, in reference to diplomacy between the two superpowers. On the aid front, UN Humanitarian Task Force coordinator Jan Egeland renewed his call for access to the towns of Madaya, Foa, Zabadani and Kefraya, saying that starvation is next in Madaya. Mr. Egeland also said that fighting has increased in the country and has prevented supplies reaching places like Douma near Damascus for several days. Aleppo, he said, was now all but cut off and its 200,000 inhabitants risked becoming besieged. He also spoke about the plight of the 90,000 people trapped on Syria's border with Jordan, saying that access there is increasingly difficult.
Every single day there are new efforts to reach new places. Today we are moving towards Al-Wer, which is a besieged area in Homs. There are 75,000 people there, and the 19 trucks trying to reach today is a lifeline for the people there.
The UN and its partners now have permission to access all besieged and hard-to-reach areas in the country, Mr. Egeland said. But the aid coordinator explained that there is still disagreement over the number of people who need help, which means that too little aid is being delivered. And he said that the most horrific debacle for morality and international law was that humanitarian facilities were still being targeted in Syria more than anywhere else on Earth. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.